we're talking about the first night of the RNC. And the last thing I mentioned from this article from John Poretz at the New York Post is, what were they highlighting? Working to release hostages, deregulating certain types of medical treatments, fighting entrenched interests, leading a strong economy until COVID-19 came along and killed it. Well, just in time for that, from the New York Post, they released an article today that pretty much reaffirm what President Trump was talking about last night, because their article was titled, "New Thinking on COVID Lockdowns, They're Overly Blunt and Costly." And this is just a segment from it. 5 months later, the evidence suggests lockdowns were an overly blunt and economically costly tool. They are politically difficult to keep in place for a long time to stamp out the virus. By the way, check out New Zealand. See how long they were locked down for and how much they wrecked their economy. And the virus still showed back up. The evidence also points to alternative strategies that could slow the spread of the epidemic at much less cost. As cases flare up throughout the U.S., some experts are arguing policymakers should pursue these more targeted restrictions and interventions rather than another crippling lockdown. Instead. So that reaffirms what they were talking about, that President Trump had a very strong economy and the COVID lockdowns were designed, let's be real, they were designed to kill it. And if you doubt it, look at the states that are still employing lockdowns. New York, California, most of Louisiana, Illinois with Chicago, all these places are suffering because of it. All right, and Democrats are supporters of urban chaos and socialist policies that will make American lives less safe and will help immiserate the American middle class. My whole thing is, where's that wrong? Where's that wrong in this? Now, we don't have the clip from the St. Louis couple, but their speech was pretty good. The McCluskeys talking about that. But we do. Let's go through some of these audio clips from the Democrat National Convention. Let's start with the one that's probably the most cringiest, and that would be one, Kimberly Guilfoyle. All right. She stepped up and, you know, you think I'm Hurricane Rick. She probably downed one of those like mega Red Bulls, like mega massive Red Bulls. And just ran to the podium. First of all, Kimberly Guilfoyle, I'm a 40-year-old dude. So, and I'm a 40-year-old dude, heterosexual. A skin-tight orange, whatever the hell you were wearing. I don't know what Don Jr. told you, but it didn't work. All right? It was actually quite distracting. Because I'm going, what are you wearing? Right? It's like a car crash. So that didn't help. And then on top of that, you had a very enthusiastic Kimberly Guilfoyle. Gird your loins and brace your ears for this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
You know nobody's in there, right, Kim? did anybody tell her, hey, nobody else is going to be in there with you? Right? That's an applause line without an applause. and the cadence? You know what they should have had, Justin? They should have had Booker T's exit after that, or his entrance, when she just puts her arms up in the fire. Should have come up by. They might as well have gone with that. The best is yet to come. Can you dig it? You might as well have just gone for it. You think the people in the back were going, oh my goodness, what the hell? Calm it down. Nobody is with you. You know Don Jr. straight up lied. You know he straight up lied. How'd I do? Great job, hon. You did. Good job, honey. You know he's going, oh my goodness. Okay. Just, wow. That's a very auspicious start with the way she's just going nuts there. I'm glad you weren't in front of a crowd, because who knows how much that would have emboldened her to continue to just screech as much as she could. So we have that first one. Then we had one from Herschel Walker, which was pretty amazing. That was a good one as well. Let's take a listen to Herschel Walker's speech about his friendship with President Trump.
One time, I planned to take his kids to Disney World with my family. At the last minute, Donald said he'd like to join us. So there he was, in a business suit, on It's a Small World ride. That was something to see. It just shows you what a caring, loving father he is. It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with a racist. People who think that don't know what they're talking about. Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is, and it isn't Donald Trump. Some people don't like his style, the way he knocks down obstacles that get in the way of his goals. People on the opposing team didn't like when I ran over them either, but that's how you get the job done. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He has accomplished so much almost all by himself on a constant attack. But there's still more work to be done. If you love America and want to make it better, Donald Trump is your president. He's my president, and I'm blessed to call him friend.
That's a good, see, this is the humanization. They couldn't do this with Biden because nobody likes him. Right? They couldn't find anybody that's like, Joe's a good guy, because you couldn't find anybody. Part of these things is to push back against narratives. Of course, people are calling Herschel Walker. They won't call it to the guy's face. Have you seen the guy? The guy's still ripped. You know, the guy did MMA in his 40s just because he was bored. They ain't going to call Herschel Walker a racist to or an Uncle Tom to his face, but he absolutely just nailed it. And this humanization of President Trump is something that a lot of people don't see, because they're constantly inundated with the bad orange man. They're constantly inundated with the fact that, let's listen to this. You need to hear stories from Herschel Walker about the humanization, about how he's a good man, how he's a good father, because you need the counter programming to the rhetoric that Nancy Pelosi is pushing out. We actually have the audio from Nancy where she's calling the GOP and Donald Trump domestic enemies. This is the rhetoric. When they say the Republicans had a dark convention, or it was dark versus light, you had speeches from people like Herschel Walker and others talking about president. And we'll get to Tim Scott's in a moment, talking about how America is not perfect, but it is at least a good place to be. There's opportunities here. Contrast that. Let's take a listen to Nancy Pelosi talking about how the GOP are essentially domestic terrorists.